Going right around the country with the biggest Aussie hits at night for Ozmade, it's Maddie Garwood and a singer-songwriter, multi-instrumentalist Bridget Bardini. She has got a few tracks out now. We love chatting to her about Aphrodite and Wild Ride. What about Heartbreaker? We better find out about it right now. Bridget Bardini, thanks for joining us here on Ozmade.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's always great to chat to you. And you've got three tracks that we've chatted about now as well, hey?
Yep, that's right. Super exciting to be able to get on the third one and start to get talking about it again.
Yeah, now have you been talking to the walls in lockdown? Are they starting to reply back to you?
Yeah, thank God for that. Got someone to communicate with. It's so lucky that we've got digital platforms and everything that people can connect through social media, you know. You really need that kind of contact, you know, if you can't get it face-to-face.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's nice to have new stuff out with Heartbreaker. Did this one come about like the other ones, or what was the inspo from it, Bridge?
I just wanted to kind of go in a different direction.
Okay.
Musically with this one, so I kind of used some different sounds, you know. It always kind of carries in that dream pop world. Just wanted to be on a more electronic path and see how I could manipulate electronic sounds and produce a track that has kind of a more upbeat life to it. It was really one of those last minute additions that I think really improved the album overall. And yeah, it was only done about a few days before we went in to do the final master of the album.
Awesome. And you were going to surprise us all with a debut album. Do you have a date for that yet, or are you keeping it under wraps?
Yes. Well, currently the date is the 30th of August.
Oh, wow. That's going to come around quickly.
Yeah, so very soon. So counting down those days, and I just can't wait to be able to finally, you know, share a full body of work with people and let it play and they can hear the whole thing.
And COVID pending, would you love to do like a bit of a launch, like a live launch somewhere or something?
Absolutely. The plan B would probably be like online recording of a performance, assuming that we can actually get out of lockdown to record that. Right now, it's really just a question mark over that kind of stuff.
What else have you got planned for the rest of the year, Bridget?
Oh, it's really just exploring different horizons, even marketing the album and hopefully playing live, I think, is one of the biggest things that I haven't experienced yet. So I've had a lot of rehearsals lately and just trying to get all of that together, get the right gear and make sure it sounds right and all of that stuff. So, yeah.
And what would that audience experience? What's a Bridget Bardini show going to look like?
I'd hope that it would be an experience in itself in terms of like making it a bit of a production when it comes to lights and, you know, the showcase of it. I'd hope that they'd be able to always have a unique experience with every show and take something away from the show that just makes it so much more special to them and personal to them. So I think that's the main thing about a live show, is just finding a way to make it intimate and personal to every single member of the audience. So that's really my main goal, is just connecting with people at an intimate level.
Yeah, well, we're looking forward to connecting with your new album, Stellar Lights, which is coming out August 30. The new single from it is Heartbreaker. Bridget Bardini, we're going to play it right now. Thanks for joining us here on Ozmade.
Thank you so much for having me. Hi, I'm Bridget Bardini, and you're listening to Heartbreaker on Ozmade.